Atlas Butler Plumbing Services. Keeping things flowing. Like water through your pipes and water down your drains.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
And phone numbers through your brain. Call today.
Whoa.
All right. Soy dudes, hockey dudes back. Another epi. Tom's hanging out with his lizard right now.
Yes. She just kind of sleeps all day, so she doesn't like to hang out with me, but I like to hang out with her.
You don't really take your lizard on walks, do you?
No, because she really just sleeps, eats, and poops. So I just let her do that. I just let her live her life.
That's so fair. So fair. What are you playing right now? I see you're playing something over there.
Right now I'm playing NASCAR Heat 4.
Nice. So. Nice. Are you your own race car, or are you playing as somebody? Like, are you doing your own career?
I'm my own career. I'm working my way up. I'm in the truck series right now. You know, just dominating that. So one day I'll get to the cup.
Nice. I was playing a little bit of 2K, PGA 2K earlier.
I played a little of that earlier too. Dude,
I've been playing this game for 2 years. My character just won his 99th PGA victory, and I was just trying to line it up so that the 100th would be on the Legends, which is the Masters. And I had to win the Texas Open because it's right before the Legends. Tom, I had to shoot 46 under to beat Patrick Reed, who shot 45 under. This game did not want me to win the Texas Open.
You know, that's just reason. That's just so realistic, you know, 46 under. It's just beyond realistic. And second place is four. What difficulty are you on?
I've turned the skill up a little bit, but I've never had to shoot. I've never gone up against another guy that shot 45 under. I have it turned up a little bit. Usually they shoot about 22 to 23 under.
Yeah.
That's what it takes to win a tournament on the
level. An average score in real life.
But Patrick Reed just balled off in my face. And I mean, I got him in the end, but it was unbelievable.
How he got his leverage to go to the LIV Tour.
Yeah, yes. I wish we could join the LIV Tour. I would be gone after my 100th PGA victory to the LIV Tour. I'm sick of playing the same circuit. I've played probably 20 years worth of.
They really do need a new game. It's been too long.
Yeah.
I got that thing during COVID.
Yeah. I mean, I've easily posted the best career of all time. Past Nicklaus, past Tiger Woods. Watson Herbush is the greatest golfer of all time.
I don't even remember what my guy's name is, but he looks so goofy.
All right. So we have obviously a lot of big news happened last week. So Tommy and I did an emergency segment to get our live reaction at the news. So that is going to be the first part of the segment, is us reacting to Patty Laine getting signed and Oliver Bjorkenstrand getting moved. So we'll go to that. And
See you later, 2-8.
So, yeah. Enjoy the Kraken.
Yeah, hey, smell you later.
Two places I can recommend in Seattle, the Pink Door and the Green Door.
Yeah, good clam chowder.
Pink Door's got great clam chowder.
All I could tell you.
I'm not going to tell you anything about the Green Door. I'm sure you can figure out what happens when you reach the Green Door. If you can't, then just find the next European that's
staying around. Then just go to Seattle.
Don't go to Seattle. Don't go to Seattle.
Find out for yourself.
All right, let's kick it to that, and then we'll be back after the break.
You know, Patrick Laine loves living in this city. He loves living in Ohio, where he can go visit two professional sports teams, and the Browns and the Bengals, although the Browns don't know if they're going to have their quarterback for this season. And I'm like, no,
he went into football.
He went into football. Rims is amazing.
Rims is a football guy.
Yeah, what's going on, mate? All right, emergency hockey dudes segment. This will be airing a week later, but just had to get our thoughts out there fresh off the press, because Blue Jackets got the deal done with Patty. It's, what is it, 4 years, $8.5 million a year. So, Tom, your first text was underwhelming.
Well, I mean, we just signed Johnny Amichis to 7, so I was really expecting like another 7 to 8. I mean, that's fair to say.
It is fair to say. It is fair to say. Tom, I appreciate you calling. I know you're driving down to the hills, the Hocking Hills, for a big-time bachelor party. It is the first of the month, really, for you, I guess, first bachelor party. And then you're going to Chi-Town 2 weeks later, so that should be absolutely electric. Yeah. But it does sound like you are in a microwave right now.
Well, I'm talking through my car speaker. I really can't do anything else for you.
No, that's all good. I appreciate it. Safe driving is the best driving. So just keep your hands on the wheel, and we should be good.
You sound like you're in a microwave, too, if I'm being honest.
Maybe we just are in a microwave right now. And then recently...
What is the simulation in the microwave?
That would be crazy. That would be absolutely crazy. We can get into simulations another time.
And that's why the Earth is getting so hot.
The Earth is getting hot, but did you see I didn't know this. The ozone layers are patched up. They're good now. Did you know that?
I did not. Big of them.
I mean, big of us. Apparently there was something in our cars that was burning it, and we fixed it, and now gas doesn't do anything to the ozone layer. Ozone layer's good. The Earth is fully back.
I was never worried about the Earth. I don't know why people were.
I gotta admit, I was a little bit worried. When I started hearing the ozone layer was melting, and I was like, oh, shoot. So they were just getting, you know, just taking on the sun head on. That would have been kind of tough. First of all, though,
I'll fight the sun any day of the week.
First of all, I didn't even really know the ozone layer existed as a kid until I heard it was getting burnt up. But the second I heard it was getting burnt up, I was like, oh, shoot, that's not good.
Al Gore kind of put a fear campaign on every, 8-year-old kid growing up.
It's Al Gore's fault. Anyway, Tom, and then literally just seconds ago, before I put you on the phone, this trade was broken to me via email, because I just got a
ding. Oh, we did a trade.
Oh, yeah, we did do a trade. I don't know if you saw, but Bjorkstrand is now Kraken. Bjorkstrand plays for the Seattle Kraken.
What did we get in return?
A third round and a fourth round.
That's not bad.
I was going to say, my reaction was that's underwhelming. So we had a complete oppo reaction. So you like the third and the fourth round from the Crackheads. I say that's a little underwhelming. I would have liked at least maybe a prospect already. I don't want more draft picks. I would have taken just another dude. But I understand. We can't really afford dudes right now. We can afford to have prospects. And honestly, very big of us for the Jackets to not wait till we were over the cap. We did something about it. Unlike the Tampa Bay Lightning 2 years ago, they just said, we're just going to be over the cap in the playoffs. $18 million over the cap, absolute cheaters. I forget about that sometimes. They have one Stanley Cup over 2 years. I'm not giving them the full two. Each one is worth a half.
Let's be clear. Both Stanley Cups were Mickey Mouse Stanley Cups. One, they were $20,000 million over the cap. The other was in a Mickey Mouse bubble. Two, I guess I was, decently okay with it, because we kind of played our hand by signing Patrick Laine, that everyone knew we were going to have to trade somebody. So we kind of really weren't going to get a whole lot, because everyone knew we were going to have to trade someone.
Right. It was a forced move, and I'm just saying, big of the Jackets to get it done 2 hours after we were over the cap. I mean, just massive of us.
Yeah, we did not wait around. Yarmo is out here snapping necks, cashing checks, and breaking ties with players that signed long-term here.
Yes, yes. And here's the way I look at this. I mean, yes, is everybody is obviously very, very excited. Everybody's saying, we got him. And 4 years isn't quite the long-term that I thought Yarmo was hinting at when he said both sides want a long-term deal. I think long-term, Yarmo, here's the thing. Long-term to Blue Jackets fans means 5 to 8 years. No, like that's kind of what I think we wanted. We wanted 5 to 8, right?
Yes.
And instead we got 4, but now that I'm sitting here thinking about it, 4 years to Yarmo is long-term because this man, this man can do a lot with a 4-year deal. And I'm talking about Yarmo. There's a lot of things this guy, Yarmo's looking at this and he's like, I could make a lot of moves in the next 4 years with this. This gives me a little bit of room to play with this guy.
He definitely is always cooking something up. I honestly, even before this offseason, I would say he's one of the best GMs in the league because it seems like he always has a plan for everything that's going to happen. So I trust him. I trust he knows what he's doing, obviously, and that he's got, honestly, like just a huge big board of a plan that is going exactly how he wants.
Yes. Everything is unfolding and unraveling exactly the way that we like it. We're going to have Johnny Gaudreau snapping it around to this guy, and he's just going to be putting one tees through the spines of goalies, and it's going to be great. I'm seeing Blue Jackets fans. I'm seeing the Bjorkstrand fans now finally getting the news, and they are very saddened. It is sad because when Bjorkstrand got hot, he would really get hot at times. But we just haven't seen the same Bjorkstrand the last couple years that we've seen, like even in that era where he had Artemi Panarin. Listen, I think he could have really flourished. I think he could have really, really flourished as a member of this team with Gaudreau and Voracek. It's just we had to move somebody. So I'm actually happier that we're keeping Gus Nyquist, if I'm being completely honest, right? I mean, and that he could still get moved too as well. It's not a set that we're going to keep him, but between Nyquist and Voracek, I like what those guys can do passing-wise a lot better. My only question, Tom, is do we have too many passers on the team now?
No. You got Voracek and you got Nyquist. I mean, Gaudreau is honestly a jack-of-all-trades. He scored 40-plus goals last year. I wouldn't say he's obviously known for dishing the puck very well, but he still scored 40-plus goals last year. Like, he can put the puck in the net.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And he will be doing that. So you're right. I'm looking at this and I'm like, do we have too many passers? But I'm glad we're going to get to see more of Gus Nyquist's backhand saucers. That man has some nice passes. We need to get him healthy. Whatever we need to do, this Blue Jackets team is going to be, I just get so excited thinking about the fall, man. It's going to be so much fun. And man, I'm just perked up thinking about this team right now. The third and the fourth round pick. Oh, Mackenzie just texted me, by the way. She said she tried to call me, first of all, while I'm doing this with you. And meanwhile, Kevin Weeks, we got him standing in front of some palm trees right now with the phone way above his head trying to break the news. Like, buddy, we already got emails. But Mackenzie texted me, are you okay? And I said, yes. And she said, but the news about CBJ. And I'm like, okay, first of all, Mackenzie, if you had even just talked to me one time about the Blue Jackets within the last week, you would have known that immediately I knew we can't keep everybody on this team. Like, I'm happy to see that things are getting done. For the last week, I've just been sitting here worried about, are we going to sign Line A? Like, are we going to trade somebody? I'm glad that things are finally happening. So now we can look at this team and be like, this is what we have going forward. I don't know. Are we technically under the cap now with this trade? I have no idea. Do you know?
I know Bjorkstrand had a pretty good contract because we signed him going in the last year to like a 6-year something big deal. So I know he had a good cap hit. I guess like on the flip side too, this is going to give more playing time for guys like Igor Chinkinov.
Whoa. What did you just call him? Chinkinov? I love that.
No, I didn't. Maybe I'll roll with it.
I love it. I'm just saying. I call him Chinakoff. I'm pretty sure that's wrong. But I think you just went straight up Chinkakoff, and I love that. So we're going to get him more time. And another guy that I haven't really been thinking about is the other Russian, Kirill Marchenko. That guy's full-blown Russian. And I'm really excited to get him in here. And, yeah, I'm just I still look at this Blue Jackets team. I look at Johnny Gaudreau wearing a Blue Jackets jersey, and I just still can't believe that this is even real and that this is happening. But it is. It is real. It is happening. And I am just – I'm floored getting ready for it, man. I'm floored getting ready for it.
We have a big season ahead of us. We got a pretty freaking solid first two lines. We got some big names. And then we have a bunch of young guys that – I mean, Cole Sillinger really showed he could play last year. You're hoping he takes another big step this year. And then, like you said, we got more guys in the pipeline that are going to get a real crack at it this year. And we're going to get to see what they're about.
Absolutely. Absolutely, brother. Another thing I wanted to hit you with, now that we're moving on from player movement, you see the Blue Jackets are going to do blue pants on the bottoms. Like,
love it.
You love it? Okay.
Love it. Needed it, love it, needed it. Red pants, was never really a big fan of. When they did the blue for like three games last year, it was awesome. I'm glad it's full time.
Yeah. Yeah, and somebody asked me the other day too. They're like, are you getting your Gaudreau jersey yet? And I'm kind of with you. I kind of want to see where they're going to go with this reverse retro before I just snap around a Gaudreau jersey. You know, I want to see what it's going to be. I think it's 90% pretty much for sure they're just going to whip out the same red ones that they have sitting in the back closet in the basement of Nationwide Arena. I don't know if I really trust the creative minds at the Columbus Blue Jackets office to develop a pretty sweet-looking jersey. I have always wondered that, though, now that I'm speaking into existence. Who designs, like, team jerseys? Like, who makes that final call on what a team wears? Like, who is that person? It baffles me now that I'm thinking about it. Do you know the person you used to work for the team? Do you know who that is?
All I could think of is Jesus Christ himself.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get on our hands and knees. This is great. This is perfect. Let's get on our hands and knees, and let's look up to the good heavens and pray that if we do get a different reverse retro, that it is sicker than the red one. Because the red one was pretty sick. I'm kind of with you. It's grown on me a little bit. Now that I've put a Johnny Gaudreau jersey just in the cart, haven't really fully clicked, but I put one in the cart, just thinking about what would I unleash on this, and I do get pretty excited about Johnny Gaudreau in a red one. And that was the first jersey that Laine put on when he came from Winnipeg, from the Peg. But if you look at the situation, though, real quickly with Patrick Laine, again, we're still in a better situation than if we had Pierre-Luc Dubois. Like, Jarmo has continuously been put in bad spots and navigated his way out of it to where this team is ready to go. And I just heard Jeff Rimmer on Common Man and T-Bone call this line one of the best lines in the league. I'll take that, right? We'll take it.
So, yeah, we got that going for us, and you remember the quote from Jarmo when the Dubois and Laine trade happened? Jones was like, so what do you think about this trade, Jarmo? And he was like, well, we traded our third overall pick from that year for the second overall pick from that year. So I think we did pretty good.
Yep, and we did. And now we signed him to a four-year deal. And who knows? Obviously, does this keep the window? You texted me, so our window is 4 years. Laine could re-sign here, right? He could re-sign here in 4 years. It doesn't have to mean, you know, I mean, I think chances are he'll probably hit the open market and test it, but who knows? If we win four straight cups, he might be like, hey, let's keep going 5, 6, 7, 8, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, maybe, like, I don't know, I'm just spitballing here. Maybe Jarmo was like, hey, just take a little hit for the next 4 years because we got some cap. Be tight on the cap, and then after 4 years, we'll give you the payday.
Yes, we'll give you the payday. Voracek's going to be retired in 4 years, right? Because we are paying him a lot of money. That's why I thought, like,
yeah.
Let me pull up his contract real quick. Yeah, he's getting paid. We're paying that dude $8.5 million a year. So we got four dudes on this team that we're paying over 8 sheets a season. That's crazy.
How many years does Jakob have left?
Jakob signed an 8-year contract. I think we're through 4 years of it, so he's got 4 left. And he is 32 years old. Man, he's so much younger than I think sometimes. He's 32. That's crazy.
Beard and the hair, he just looks so old. And who knows? By then, maybe, like, we can keep him around for, like, a real team-friendly deal. By then, maybe he's like, I just want to hang out in Columbus, play hockey, and you can pay me a very low salary.
Real quickly, who do you think's older, Cam Atkinson or Jakub Voracek?
Cam Atkinson.
Jakub Voracek is 1 year younger than Cam Atkinson. That's crazy.
Wait, I was on the boat. Cam is older.
Yeah, he is older. He is older. You're good. You're good, brother. But
that's so crazy. And like, it's just because Jakob was, I think he was in the league way earlier than Cam. He came from the Jets when he was like 18.
All right, real quickly. I don't know he's probably texted you, but you probably didn't text him back right away, and he needs to get a take. Our Colorado correspondent Slopes. This is directly from him. Bjorkstrand trade is tough. I get next draft is deep and we are in a tough situation, but it's hard to see him go for a third and a fourth. And I agree with that, Slopes, but I love our Colorado correspondent telling us that the next draft is deep. That's what I'm going to say to people. From now on, that's my new line when people ask me, how do you feel about the Bjorkstrand trade? I'm just going to say the next draft is deep, so I'm happy about it.
Well, I'm not even worried about the next draft because we're going to win the cup this year.
Yeah, well, you also shouldn't be because the next draft is deep, according to Slopes.
I guess, yeah, I don't have to worry about the first 31 picks because there's going to be 32 first overall picks.
All right, this is great stuff. Unfortunately, we have to cut Tom loose as he drives in his microwave all the way out to Hocking Hills. Be safe in the hills. If you see Sasquatch, please give him the biggest dap up, okay? And shotgun a beer with pretty much – how many dudes is it at the batch party?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I have zero clue how many people are going to be there. I'm going in as blind as you are.
All right. Are you going in ready to get loaded? Like, are you looking at this as, like, I'm just going to start – if there's a beer in front of me, it's gone?
Well, I got 18 beers unopened in the backseat of my truck. So, as soon as I park, I'm probably going to crack one.
Can I put a challenge on you for this weekend? Can I put a Hockey Dudes official challenge for Tom?
Well, I can't be too loaded Saturday. We do have a 1 o'clock game Sunday that I do have to wake up and drive an hour and a half back for.
Okay.
I think this is a pretty mild challenge.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I need you to shotgun a beer with every individual guy there.
That's not mild. What if there's like 15 guys?
That, then you do a group shotgun, and that counts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll try my best. I'll try my best.
Okay.
I'll see what I can do. I'll try to talk the boys into doing at least one full round of shotguns just to knock it out of the way.
Okay. All right. And just be safe out there. Tell Sasquatch I said hi. And, I guess I'll just... This is goodbye for now, but we're literally going to be talking after the next break. So, see you later, Tom.
See ya.
All right, we're back. Tom, you
what
were...
What an amazing conversation we just had. I totally remember every talking point we said.
I was looking forward to going back on this topic because we've been waiting a week to talk about this, but we started off by talking about the simulation because I said you were in a microwave and you said, what if the whole simulation is in a microwave? It's pretty crazy to think about, to be completely honest.
And then I told you yesterday to simulate football games on your PlayStation to bet on so you could get ready for the football season.
Yeah. Yep. So going headfirst into the Phil Steele magazine.
This is like that episode from Rick and Morty when they're stuck on the train and they just keep like living in a simulation.
Yes, yes. And somehow Johnny Gaudreau is a Blue Jacket and Patrick Laine is as well. I don't think 4 years ago we saw this coming.
I don't think anyone saw this in the history of being a fan of the Columbus Blue Jackets or just a fan of the NHL in general.
I'm kind of jealous. I'm kind of jealous of, I guess, nobody, because nobody really saw it coming. But I wish we would have predicted at some point in time that those two guys would end up being Blue Jackets.
You know how much money you could have made off of that?
Let's make a prediction right now. Let's predict.
I predict Johnny Hockey will be here all 7 years.
Okay. That's kind of a safe one. I kind of wanted more of a risque one.
Moon Claws ends after four.
I'm just going to say something kind of crazy. Quinn Hughes is a Blue Jacket.
Wow. Okay.
That's going to happen one day. Quinn Hughes and get this one, Trevor Zegras, Blue Jacket.
Wow. There's no way that kid ever leaves California. He is the epitome of just waking up off the beach and going to play hockey.
But I got the take out there. See, we might forget about this take next week.
I mean, right now you're pretty hot on takes because the last take you made was Tony Finau was going to come back and win the 3M Open, and he sure as shit did.
Dude, Scotty Piercy had way too many buttons down.
So I got to tip my cap to you. Right now you're hot on takes.
Hot on takes.
Yeah. Right, and I'm dead cold after that. I said no chance.
Because you were scared of Scotty Piercy having button downs.
I was not scared. I was overconfident with his button downs.
Here's the problem with button downs is if you have one bad shot and you're button down, you get scared, you know? Like, that's like almost too far of a drop from top of the world to humility that you're bound to make the next shot a mistake.
You're saying he was too casual.
Too casual, right? Think about when you're too casual, you hit a bad shot, and then you're in your head. You're like, well, I'm an absolute amateur right now. I'm dressed like an amateur.
I can understand that. I don't think I ever have been in the state of mind I'm too casual. But three buttons down is very casual.
Anyway, this is another trade I didn't see happening. I didn't really see first, let's do some cleanup. Let's do some cleanup on the Bjorkstrand thoughts on Line A signing. Do you have any more extra thoughts? I have some takes that I was reading from Blue Jackets fans on Twitter. I'll happily share those with you because I want to start this new segment called Blue Jackets Fans Said. Because I see so much just not
BS on the feed.
Not dumb stuff, but just not
so much guff on the feed.
Just a lot of guff on the feed. So this was some guff on the feed that I saw. I'm not going to name anybody. I'm just going to call this
Blue Jackets. Yeah, leave names off.
Blue Jackets fan A. Blue Jackets fan A reacted to Oliver Bjorkstrand getting traded. And he was like, man, I'm really glad we gave Gudbranson $4 million now. I think that's a fair take. Like, did we have to sign this guy?
I think we needed some grit on the back end. I feel like we had zero defense last year, so Yeah, I got a problem with that take. That's all I'm gonna say.
No. Okay. But Blue Jackets fan, I just thought it was fair. I was like, man, you're right. That's a fair take. Like, fan favorite, Bjorkstrand has to get traded. Could we have saved some money on this Gudbranson guy, the suitcase? I think that's kind of a logical take. This next take out of Blue Jackets fan B, who's responding to the take, says, we don't get Johnny Gaudreau without Gudbranson.
That's a fair take, I think.
You think that's a fair take? I just...
Watch the video they released of the war room during the day of signing Johnny Hockey. They literally talk about the two of them together a lot.
Okay. Well, then slap me silly. Yeah. I did not know this.
Yeah. Yarmo and the one guy will slap you silly.
I just thought it was hilarious. I was like, I don't think Johnny Gaudreau would have changed his decision. Like he said, he knew Werenski already. You know, he knows Eric Robinson. He had talked to a lot of people about Columbus. I don't think like he would have chosen New Jersey over Columbus at this point.
If I'm going to be honest, I'm quite surprised how good of friends Johnny Hockey is with Eric Robinson.
They went to high school together, apparently.
Yeah.
So
I just would not have thought those two were that good of friends, but it worked. It helped us.
Helped us. But anyway, I just thought that was a funny take. Like, we don't get Johnny Gaudreau without good Branson. Like, I just thought that was hilarious. Like, no chance is basically what the guy was saying.
0.0% chance.
I'm like, I don't know who this suitcase is yet. I hopefully he surprises me, but just
what if he comes out and just scores 25 G's from the blue line?
You want to do over? You want to do a good Branson bet?
Did we do a Del Zotto?
We did, and you won it, but I'll happily run it back. You said 25 G's.
No, it's not happening.
9.5 G's. You have to take the over.
Under.
You set the line. You set the line, and you'll take the over.
You set the line at 9.5. I'm hammering the under.
Okay. Well, I'm saying you have to take the over because you're on the side of this take.
No, that was a joke.
So you don't agree with this Blue Jackets fan B?
No, I think he's going to come in and be like a David Savard and score one goal in 3 years. But
what about points? We did Del Zotto points.
Okay, over under 17.
I'll take the under. Personally, I'll take the under on that one. You can have the over.
Okay, I'll take the over.
Okay. All right, there's.
I don't like the over, but I'll take the over.
Are we going to set some stakes, or are we going to figure out another time to set some stakes?
Maybe we save that for next year. Did we set stakes for the Del Zotto one?
I think – no, I don't remember if we did. Okay, I lost it, so that's small of you to forget.
Depending on what happens here, maybe we'll set some stakes for the rubber match.
Okay. Okay. But if I lose it again, there's just no stakes. I'm just 0-2.
Yeah, you just live and die with just bad Blue Jacket bets.
All right, that's fair. All right, I guess that segment wasn't as good as I thought it was, but it led to
a good conversation.
I haven't been on a lot of Twitter recently, just scrolling, so I haven't seen all your guys' dumb takes out there. But I know there's some dumb takes out there.
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody is very, very happy about 4 years for Patrick Laine. I think I'm kind of with you. I wish it was longer.
Like we got Hockey for 7. I was really hoping we were just going to like lock the two of them up and be like, yep, that's it for the next 7-8 years.
Yeah. And even if you sign a contract, like it's never a guarantee that person, like you just said, one of your predictions is Johnny Hockey plays all 7. And there's already other NHL fans out there saying, oh, he won't be a Blue Jacket in 2 years max. Like, I'm like, dude, shut up. Like, you don't know that, and don't feed my insecurities because I'm very insecure about that already. It's part of life for me to be that insecure.
Yeah, just cut us some slack for once. Dear Lord.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, our hands were in our pockets. We didn't do anything this league.
We weren't expecting anything this offseason.
Not a single Blue Jackets fan was like, oh, we have a chance at Johnny Gaudreau.
Not until it actually happened.
No. Even when we offered him 12 sheets a year, well, that apparently that was not real, obviously, because he would have taken that, right, over the 9.5.
Yeah.
Even when I saw the tweet that we offered him 12 sheets, I was like, that's not happening, but good for us, you know? Like,
for us. We did it.
But they took less. And then I was like, what world do we live in right now? So, anyway, I forget where I was going with that. Oh, how about we'll go back to things Jackets fans said, because I saw.
I got more.
I do have more. Okay. This is a respectable Jackets fan. I actually really like this guy. We have a personal relationship with him, but he doesn't have a personal relationship with us. If this is about to make sense. I'm talking about Nasher.
Oh. Okay.
I think we look at this and we say, like, oh, yeah, we play hockey with him sometimes.
I've played with him, like, 7 times.
But really, he has no idea who we are.
Seen him at the casino, I think, once.
Big of him to go to the casino.
Yeah, honestly.
Probably wouldn't want – never mind. Here's what he tweeted out. First of all, now I'm going to have to, like, absolutely dig through these tweets because, you know, he's one of those content creators. So he's tweeting every 5 seconds.
He's got, like, clips every 5 seconds. Yeah,
here we go. I'm going to find it. It was about the Bjorkstrand trade. Come on. Where's it at? I'm going to find it here. Okay. He said, we got fleeced by Seattle, ... I understand the CBJ were in a bit of a bind and something had to happen, but it just feels like there had to have been a better way. Part of the business, I suppose. We'll see how everything shapes out.
I think you could definitely say for Bjorkstrand's talents, a third and a fourth is getting fleeced. But when you show the whole league your hand by signing two guys and being a million, like 12 million over the cap, everyone knew we were going to have to do something.
I mean, somebody pointed out that Bjorkstrand actually liked that tweet.
Oh, he's probably very – well, did you read he was, like, on his honeymoon or something?
Yeah, tough honeymoon news.
Tough news. I mean, I would be upset just out of nowhere getting traded.
Yeah.
But sports is a business.
Sports is a business.
You can't get attached to anyone.
No.
As tough as that is to say.
Never buy a jersey.
Unless he signs 7 years.
All right. When we come back, we'll talk about the other big trade in the NHL. And then at the end of the show, we're going to do a Bill of Rights. And we're back. We are so back.
Yep. Good long break.
Tom's in his truck series right now.
Yes, I am.
That's great for you, man. I'm very happy about you being in the truck series.
Thank you. I'm grinding for it, man.
Just keep going around. Keep going around and stay on the inside. I feel like that's a good, safe, like, just.
I have not. I'm at Las Vegas right now. I've been very much just hugging the wall. Not touching the wall, just on the high line.
Hugging the wall. I love it. So the big trade, dude, did you see this trade coming between Florida and Calgary?
I did not think Florida. I mean, we all knew Tkachuk wanted out of Calgary, right? So
yes.
We knew he was going somewhere. I did not think Florida, if I'm being honest.
And
they were a pretty good team last year. And I mean, for the people they dished out, I thought Huberdeau was one of their centerpieces. And
he had more points last year than Matthew Tkachuk.
That, and like, he was one of the best players in the league. And they just said, see you later.
See you later. And they got back Mackenzie Weegar, or they also sent Mackenzie Weegar.
Who was a great player for them.
Yeah. I looked at this trade. So when I got texted this trade by somebody, I was kind of half awake. Like, I literally just woken up and I saw, can confirm Panthers have acquired Matthew Tkachuk from Calgary for Mackenzie Weegar, Cole Schwint, and a first round pick. I was like, dang, crazy trade. And I woke up and I was like, oh shit, they sent Jonathan Huberdeau too.
Huberdeau and Weegar were both very big time players for them last year. I feel like, I mean, it's obviously too early to tell, but we're in the takes business for a reason. Florida got fleeced.
Like, the tweet that I saw was from David Dwork, and the way that he worded it, just, you didn't really see Jonathan Huberdeau's name. It was kind of in the middle of the whole paragraph. And I just was like, holy crap. They literally, good for Calgary. Calgary needed this, though.
They needed a big win, and they got it.
Calgary got a big win. Is Huberdeau happy to be going to Calgary?
From Florida? Probably not. Probably very upset. He's leaving the Sunshine State and zero state tax.
Don't Calgary fans, do not look up Jonathan Huberdeau quotes right now. They're not good.
Oh, really? He's on record saying stuff? Wow.
He's on record just saying he's mad about the trade. Yeah. Like he's, which makes sense. I mean, he's a player. Like when you're that big of a player, when you're that big of a player, you don't really think like, oh, I'm probably next to get traded.
Yeah.
For a guy that's not better than me, probably is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, because I mean, to call back to our previous segment, the Bjorkstrand trade was one thing. Huberdeau was a top 5 point getter last year.
Yeah.
I honestly think I would be the most upset about leaving the no state tax to going to Canadian tax.
I just looked up to try to find a quick quote on what Huberdeau said, and I just searched Jonathan Huberdeau. And NHL or pro hockey rumors is the first article that comes up. It says Huberdeau, Uyghur open to long-term extensions. And I'm like, Calgary is the same team as Columbus. As soon as they get a player, they ask him, do you want to stay forever?
Please stay forever.
Please stay forever. Like as soon as they get him, he probably hasn't even set a foot down.
He hasn't even thought about it because all he's thinking about is – in a couple months, it's going to start snowing.
But do you remember when we got Patrick Laine and like Portsline and everybody was asking him, like, are you open to staying here long term? And he's like, yeah, it's a nice city. I don't know. Yeah, I haven't thought that far ahead yet.
I mean, we did the same thing with Panarin too. You just small market team. You finally win one with getting a big name player. All you want to hear is, yeah, I'll play for you guys for 7-8 years.
And then the last thing I wanted to say is I don't want to say what it was. I should have had it written down, but it was either the Calgary Flames Twitter account or it was a very big Flames fan page that was like verified, a lot of followers.
Yeah.
And they tweeted out right when you thought or Edmonton fans really thought they had us destroyed. And like it was the – what's the wrestler that comes out of the box and is alive?
I did see Matthew Tkachuk say, I still really freaking hate Edmonton.
Love that. I love that.
He was like, I still really freaking hate Edmonton. I'm like, they chased you out of your barn, dog.
They did. They chased you out of your barn big time.
You really wanted out of your barn because of them.
Right. But like I can't remember what the Twitter account was, but they're basically like, we're back. And I'm like, I don't know if anybody's betting on the Flames to win the Pacific this year, boys.
No, they're still gonna be competitive after that trade, but let's take a couple steps back.
It's over. But I just remember we were that in that moment too. Like when we lost Panarin, but we got Gus Nyquist, we were like, we're back. Like that was a win for us.
Somebody wanted to come.
Somebody want like Gus Nyquist. I remember it was such but a
those
big.
Those guys didn't even want to come. They got booted out.
We, yes, precisely. They got booted out. Huberdeau, Uyghur, they got booted out. It's exactly what Odell Beckham said when he got traded from New York. They're punishing me by sending me to Cleveland. That's what Huberdeau was saying. He's saying they're punishing me by sending me to freaking Calgary.
That was an uncalled for shock.
What?
You didn't need to bring Cleveland into that. That was uncalled.
It was the exact same thing.
That was a tough shot.
Okay. You can look at it as a shot if you want. I didn't know you still had feelings about OBJ. I'm sorry.
I just wanted it to work out.
Yeah.
I really just wanted it all to work out.
That's true. That's very fair.
And it was the exact opposite of working out.
You had some cool highlights.
With him?
Yeah.
Like what?
He had that one slant that he scored on, like, Thursday Night Football that was pretty sweet against the Jets.
Yeah. We went, like, 6-10 that year.
And then didn't he have a sweet, like, wide receiver reverse pass against the Cowboys?
That game is his only highlight.
Okay, there you go.
Of his tenure in Cleveland.
Hey, you guys got a team, though, now. let's not act like you guys are dead.
We're not dead. It's just those were one of the times you had a team going and you're like, I really wish that just would have freaking worked itself.
We're gonna come back. We got about 5 minutes left, so we gotta hustle. We're gonna do a Bill of Rights of Nerds after the break. Sorry, I got flashed the amount of time we had left. It says 9 minutes, so. All right, you ready to keep it rolling?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're back. We took a quick break. Tom's mad at me because I threw that Cleveland shot in there, but he has a football team, so he really has nothing to be mad about.
I'm not mad. I'm just saying it was an uncalled for shot. That's all I'm saying. It was an unnecessary, unwarranted shot.
I could have said, but like of all the shots that Cleveland Browns fans have been taking over their offseason stuff,
I don't think anything happened this offseason.
Nothing big happened this offseason for the Browns?
Not one thing.
Can't think of a single thing.
Not one single thing. you traded for Amari Cooper.
Yeah, people aren't talking about that.
People aren't talking about that enough.
Also, your kicker, Cade York.
Yeah, we got a kicker from LSU. That was huge news. We got a receiver from Purdue. That's really all that happened this offseason.
Yeah, David Bell, yeah. All right, all right. Bill of Rights of Nerds. I just came up with this one last night. What?
Because you saw a nerd.
Yes, on the internet. Because I am a nerd who's on the internet. So
I'm a nerd.
Let's just say that we are nerds, so we're off the table.
Yes.
Okay.
We're nerds, so we're allowed to call out other nerds.
I feel completely safe. Like we started a hockey podcast that gets like tens of.
Over a year's worth of Minecraft.
We're nerds. Okay. All right. Do you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
Yeah. I'm going to take like a food nerd. Like you go to a restaurant or someone cooks something and like they all of a sudden like have to tell you the exact specifics that like are in this like food or drink. Kind of like a snob.
Just a snob.
But like they're really nerdy about like this wine they're drinking or this like dip they're eating, and they just really explain it too much, and it just really, I don't care for it.
Okay. Wow. That's a never talk to Tom about the food you ate, I guess.
No, you can. I just don't want to like hear like the huge dove in details about it.
Okay. Fair enough. So I get to go now. Yeah. I'm going to take C-3PO.
Oh, we're doing like actual nerds. I thought you were talking about like types of nerds.
Yeah, that your pick's completely fine too. I didn't say you couldn't take
now my pick seems kind of lame.
Well, just because I took a better pick. I mean, it's not fair because it's my topic that I thought of and told you about like 30 minutes ago. So it's not fair, but I'm taking C-3PO as my 1-1, my 1-2, I guess, second pick. And then I'll snake draft this. And I'm going to take Stinger as number 2.
Oh, that's where you got the topic. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Can I explain why for Stinger?
Just leave it off the table. People can go try to figure it out for themselves.
Let me just say this about Stinger. This is what set me off. Can I just tell you what set me off?
Yeah.
Stinger's bio, he calls himself a rock star in his bio. He says rock star mascot.
You're not a rock star if you have to.
You're not a rock star if you call yourself a rock star.
Yeah, if you have to make it known that you're a rock star. Yeah, I agree. I full-heartedly agree.
And you can't put a million rubber ducks on your desk, be putting pictures on the internet, and call yourself a rock star. It's just.
Yeah.
It's nerdy. It's nerdy is what it is.
Very nerdy.
It's fine. I'm not saying you can't do it or that it's not, you know, great for kids. It's just a little nerdy.
My turn?
Yep.
Okay, my second nerd is the blonde kid from Polar Express.
Yes.
Such a nerd.
That's a great pick, Tom.
Such a nerd. And then My third pick, I honestly don't know if he's a nerd, but I just look at him and I get nerd vibes. The Colts kicker, Blankenship.
Yes. Goggles. He wears the goggles, yeah.
Here's the rec specs. Like I said, I don't know if he's a nerd. Just gives me nerd vibes.
Huge nerd vibes coming from him. Huge nerd vibes. And good sports pick, by the way. I like
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good pull off the dome. All right. You're not going to know who this guy is, but okay. For the people that do know who he is a nerd, but the best way. Like, he's such a nerd. But because, like, there's good nerds. There's cool nerds.
Absolutely. You
know? His name's Gio. This is his at. Gio Rain Bolt.
Can't help you.
His name is Rain Bolt, and he's the guy on TikTok that plays the Google Maps game, and he knows exactly where he's at in the world every single time. And he did this one video where he's like guessing where I'm at in the world, but only using a black and white photo of the leaves.
Jesus.
Just if you ever get a chance, and it's just amazing. Amazing videos, because he's playing and he's like, this looks like South Chile. And he clicks and it's South Chile.
South Chile. Okay.
And then my last pick for nerds is going to be probably just a box of candy.
That's a good pick. That's a real good pick.
Just rip them open. You ever just quick shot of nerds?
Nerds is a great candy. I think it's an underrated candy.
Yeah. Maybe I'll let you go.
My fourth pick is going to be a good nerd, especially for our United States of America. It's Albert Einstein.
Great nerd.
Invented the atomic bomb, helped us win WW2, kept this country afloat.
That's a great nerd. That opened the door to so many nerds I didn't take.
Yeah, there's so many nerds out, like so much smarter nerds than me out there.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, Bill Nye the Science Guy.
He's a cool nerd too. Both of those are cool nerds.
Until the recent news about him, Christopher Columbus was a pretty cool nerd.
And then, like, if you honestly wanted to, just be like Bill Belichick, Nick Saban. Like, those guys seem like ultimate football nerds because they just are so good at
football. Nerds, though, don't seem like – they don't totally encompass nerd when I think about them, though.
Yeah, I guess, like, a better – like, Adam Schefter, that's
a nerd. Yeah. I was going back to historic nerds.
Isaac Newton.
Galileo.
Galileo, Socrates, Socrates,
the original Martin Luther King.
Yes.
They posted the note on the church.
The Lutheran.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah, I guess he was just Martin Luther, right? He wasn't Martin Luther King. That was
of correct. Course. That Martin Luther King, totally different person.
He's the American, the great American. Yeah.
Yes.
So many great nerds.
Yeah. FDR.
Nerd.
Got us out of the Great Depression.
Squidward.
Huge nerd.
He's a nerd.
Yeah. He likes to play the clarinet. Freaking dweeb.
I feel like there's some good characters in movies too that I'm just not thinking of. That Polar Express one was good. All right.
That was the first one that came on my mind. We got less than a minute. Just go tell your dog.
Yep. Just go tell your dog. Oh, I rollerbladed with Lucy earlier.
How was that?
She was gassed.
Dead.
All right. Tell your dog.
Tell your dog.